Why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Speed Network. And also, if you were listening to the news just a moment ago, they were talking about the fact that this gentleman has been appointed to a federal judgeship. Despite the fact that he has written, it's perfectly all right to kill American citizens who may be helping the terrorists overseas by facilitating the use of drones. In other words, an American citizen is accused of something, he can be executed without a trial. Ladies and gentlemen, our country has supported torture. Our government has supported, and it is supporting today in Syria, why the terrorists who are killing and raping Christian women and little girls and killing the Jews there. Why are we doing this? Our government has been taken over by an evil force, and the average American has no idea. He thinks that you speak against the government, or why are you against America? No, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking against the invisible government, of the satanic government that has really subverted our electoral process. But the average American is just so busy being busy, leading the good life, probably part of the 80% that has a job and doing well, that so they're not too concerned about what's going on, but they should be concerned. And actually, of course, it's even less than 80% who actually have good-paying jobs today. Well, to really give us a biblical perspective of what's going on. Because, believe me, if you look at things from a logical, geopolitical point of view, they don't make sense. But they do make sense if you look at things from a biblical point of view. And with us, Pastor Billy Crone, personal friend, church is in Las Vegas, has a wonderful ministry. We carry his DVDs. And if you don't have them, you need them on the Final Countdown, on UFOs, on all sorts of things. You can learn more by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, because these are DVDs. You need to watch them half a dozen times to get the information so you can discuss it intelligently and you can help prepare other people for the very difficult times that are coming. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, I fully agree with you, Dr. Monteith, obviously, that you really aren't going to understand what's going on in the world. It doesn't make much sense. It appears to be nonsense why these people continue to do what they do and take away our freedoms and deny our national sovereignty and just, you know, continue to bring about one step closer to complete slavery, slavery, slavery. And it won't make sense until you get into the book that makes all sense, and that's the Bible. And the Bible told us this is what you can expect in the last day. It's called the Antichrist Kingdom. It was prophesied nearly 2,000 years ago, and it clearly says it's going to. All the governments around the world are going to conspire with one another to create one world government, and then they're going to give that authority over to one guy, and that guy's the Antichrist, and he's going to have the ability to control literally everything, including what you're going to be able to buy and sell, and of course combine that with technology, and we have that today, But that's the issue. Let me read that text for you. Revelation 13, it talks about the Antichrist, and it clearly says he's going to control all the governments around the world. And it says he was given power, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. That's the whole planet. And so that's the question. We're going, well, is this really happening, or is it anytime soon? And folks, that's what you need to understand with this whole push for globalism. And our economies are intertwined. They're even now starting to intertwine the, quote, religions around the planet. And that's another sign from Bible prophecy. But they're combining the governments around the planet. And they're doing different techniques around it. You know, part of it is the old classic fear manipulation. You know, the planet's going to blow up. We have to work together, you know, and we have to have all the governments to surrender their sovereignty under one umbrella so it'll make it easier to control the planet because these aren't just problems. These are global problems and et cetera, et cetera. Do you want this crash to happen again, et cetera, et cetera? And well, then you need to submit to this. You know, this is how it's going to fix it. And folks, it all of it starts to make sense why these people continue to push what they push. It also makes sense why it doesn't matter nowadays who in the world you vote for, no matter what party, Democrat, Republican, nothing nothing ever changes. I don't know if you know this, but the last multiple elections, folks, pay attention. Doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican, whoever gets in office. Does foreign policy change? No. Does the push for globalism change? No. Does this push for America giving up freedoms and sovereignty change? No. Do they put a stop to our individual freedoms being abused? No. Do they continue to promote that more and more freedoms get taken away? Yes. Why? Because they have an agenda, and that agenda is to create a one-world government. And it's actually been in the planning stages for quite some time, and we clearly document this. Even as far back, folks, you start to see historical events showing that the planet is indeed going to head towards a global one-world government. Back in 1913, you had the entity called the League of Nations. Oh, what's that? That's a one single entity that is under the auspices to help, you know, fix or control or lead or guide, whatever you want to call it, the nations around the planet. Shortly after that, you had the Council on Foreign Relations was formed, and 3 years after that, guess what they start to endorse? World government. We're going to have world government. Okay? And then, of course, the League of Nations got upgraded after the horrors of World War II, and that's when we have the United Nations, which is still dealing today. When they meet together, folks, what are you seeing on the planet? You have a single entity that is meeting with the heads of the people around the world, the governments around the world, and making decisions for the governments and the countries around the world. Okay? These are all little steps, slowly but surely, getting towards the ultimate goal. Okay? 1948, they actually had the drafted a world constitution, believe it or not. And back as far then, folks, they were calling that world constitution for a world council to enforce world law. And even as far back then, they were calling upon nations, quote, to surrender their arms to a world government. And so it continues to move on. 1959, they had a diagram for the world government under the Constitution for the Federation of Earth. And then they started to get very vocal. Different leaders around the country, certainly the media, but it just continued to be blunt. And this world government, they have a term for it. And that's the classic term that we hear all the time, even today. And that's the term New World Order. Even as far back as 1967, Richard Nixon started calling for, guess what, a new world order. Nelson Rockefeller, the next year, 1968, he said he would pledge support, pay for a new world order. Then you start to see even in our educational system, the mass media begin to promote, guess what, you know, going to bring peace to the planet, especially, you know, with Vietnam and all the stuff going on. New World Order, that's what is going to fix everything. In the 80s, of all people, you had Mikhail Gorbachev. He's starting to call out for a New World Order. 1990, George Bush Sr., he speaks about a New World Order. But maybe it's just those crazy Republicans. No, 1993, Bill Clinton, guess what he starts calling out for? A New World Order. And on it goes, folks. It doesn't matter. They're all pushing towards what the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crowley of the American Media Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And if you look at this from a geopolitical point of view, well, if these people already believe we're going to have world peace, if we have the world government. But if you look at it from the biblical point of view, you understand this is prophesied thousands of years ago, and there are going to be terrible, terrible things happen as the Antichrist moves to take over control of the world. This is not imaginary. Either the Bible is relevant or it's not relevant. I happen to believe it's relevant. I hope you do as well. I hope you'll get informed and get study Pastor Billy's material and then help to get this information out all over Colorado, all over Wyoming, all over the country. Certainly we present this material on our network from one end of the country to the other. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and again, that's what it's being sold as a panacea. That, you know, hey, listen, I know this might sound kind of rough that, you know, America would have to give up her sovereignty and things of that nature. But you just got to realize this is what's going to fix it because, you know, I mean, haven't you noticed we're all intertwined now? We can't continue to exist on our own, these little islands, because even in our manufacturing, you buy a car, and this is true, you know, you really think it all just comes from America? No, you know, you got this piece of the car comes from Korea and this other piece comes from Japan, but then you got this section over here that comes from Mexico, and this other piece comes from France, and this one up here from Canada, and we're all intertwined, just like our vehicles, and so, you know, what affects one affects the other, and so your problems right now are affecting this country's problem, and so how are you going to control all that? You know, the world's turned into one giant country, and we have to have some entity to control it all, and folks, we've been slowly but surely conditioned to go into this. It's all been built, it's all been in place, and it's been in plans for a long time. But that's exactly another passage in the Bible that tells us this is exactly the panacea for all our ills that the Antichrist is going to use, that we've got to submit to this one world government and in order to have peace and security. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 6, it says that, speaking of the white horse rider, the first of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and that's the beginning point of the seven-year tribulation. And most people believe that that passage is clearly speaking about the Antichrist. He's a white horse rider. He's riding in, you know, on peace and victory. And it says he just has a bow. He doesn't have a bow and arrows. He just has a bow. So most people believe that that's a peaceless coup, if you will. He takes over the world on the promises of utopia and peace. And that now we finally have a leader to govern the whole planet. And it's going to make it all work just fine. And that's short-lived because the next rider is the Red Horse Rider, and that's when war breaks across the planet. And then, boy, does his true colors come out, because right after that, then you see one-fourth of the Earth is annihilated, okay? It's going to be horrible. You don't want to be a part of this, folks. It's crazy. But this is really what these people are working towards. And I shared some quotes about, even over here in our country, about how we're being sold out for this new world order by our administrations. Doesn't matter which one, Democrat, Republican, they're all in the same bed. Again, to use the analogy I've used before, I heard one guy say, he says, let me just put it for you bluntly. When you know, we want to think that, well, it's only the Republicans that are still good, or only that, you know, no, listen, it doesn't matter, they're both in it. And so next time you go to vote, just remember, with those two parties, what's your options? It's like saying, would you like to vote for the Gambinos or the Corleones? Okay, well, which mom family would you like to vote? Well, how about neither would be the answer. But, folks, that's what it is. You know, they try to pit that one's better than the other. No, they're both doing the same thing. And that's just taking a look at their action, because, again, it doesn't matter who you vote, who you put in there, they still continue to push for this. They still continue to call out for a new world order. But, again, it's not just here in the United States, folks. It's around the world. Even as far back as 2003, Russia, of all entities, began to call for a world order that needs to be formed. 2004, the Pope at that time starts to call for a new international order to ensure peace, okay? 2004, Bush Jr. starts to call, guess what, for a new world order. 2005, China and Russia team up together, and they start calling out for a new world order. 2005, the Pope says, hey, I'm telling you, we need a new world order, says it a second time. 2006, over in Europe, Britain at the time, Tony Blair, he starts calling for a new world order. The next prime minister, Gordon Brown, 2007, he starts calling for a new world order. 2008, the Vatican gives an update, says, hey, guess what? A new world order is gaining ground. Aren't you excited? No, I'm not. 2009, Gordon Brown again says, hey, guess what? Here's some good news. Wink, wink. A new world order is emerging from the global financial crisis. What? You mean to tell me that that thing was staged just to further put another nail in the coffin to get us to go along with a new world order? Yeah, they have, folks, and that's on record. It's all there just to get us to submit to this issue. And then of all entities, you think, well, there's certain countries that will never go along with this, not just communist nations like Russia and China. That was pretty surprising. But what about those Muslim nations? They're going to know. 2009, Iran's president started calling for a new world order. 2009, Henry Kissinger, I'm sure it's not the first time with the new world order, but he specifically said, we actually share the interview on this, and he says that Obama is primed to create a new world order. And that same year, he's over giving a speech, and guess what he says? Quote, all nations must come together to build a stronger global regime. Well, how about the United States? Why don't we strengthen our own country? But no, I'm telling you, these guys, whatever term you want to use, globalist, new world order, one world government, doesn't matter. It's the same thing. We know where it's headed, folks. Okay? And 2012, the Vatican starts getting extremely blunt. They're calling for a world political authority for the, quote, common good. 2013, we share this actual press conference release, and it's from Vice President Joseph Biden. And he called for the creation of a new world order and new financial institutions, updated global rules, and a prosperous China. How about a prosperous America, pal? What happened to that? I thought that's what you're put in office for. And then 2013, listen to this. This is pretty wild. Pope Francis. You think, well, maybe that was those previous popes, you know. But this new guy, this new guy's doing all kinds of stuff. Right now, he's traipsing around the planet, forming a one-world religion. That's for a whole other topic. But listen to what he did. He said he met with leaders of non-Catholic religions such as Orthodox, Anglicans, Lutherans, Methodists, others including Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, even, quote, non-believers, to recognize their joint responsibility to our world, to all of creation, which we have to love and protect. And the United Nations chief is now saying that Pope Francis is, quote, a global spiritual leader. Now, if you know your Bible, that should send chills up your spine, because why is it important that the United Nations chief, now remember, what's the function of the United Nations? United Nations is overseeing the governments of the world, okay, so you have that entity in place, okay, by and large, and I don't think we've seen the full extent of it yet, but you still see that in place, okay, so you have this United Nations chief overseeing the nations around the world saying that we have a global spiritual leader. Well, folks, if you know anything about the Bible, Revelation 13, it not only talks about the Antichrist, who has authority over the whole world, okay, as a governmental political leader, but he's got a cohort, and that cohort is a global spiritual leader. The Bible calls it the false prophet, okay? All this is coming out, folks. It's all there in the news. It's all before us, but I think most people are ignorant about it, and it doesn't compute with them, even though they may be watching it with their own eyes on the TV, but they don't get it because they don't know the Bible. Or they don't pick up the Bible, or they don't read the Bible, or maybe they have a Bible, but their particular church doesn't ever teach Bible prophecy, which is a whole other issue. I think it's a spiritual warfare issue, because if you put it yourself in Satan's hands, if you will, in his shoes, think about it. What would be the last book that you would want if you're about that close to pulling off your Antichrist kingdom? What's the last book that you want people to really get into? Well, not just the Bible, period, but specifically, you don't want to get into the passages in the Bible that deal with Bible prophecy, where God predicted what the Antichrist would do and spilled the beans on what the Antichrist would do in minute detail of how he would do it and what he's going to do with it, etc., right? So you would definitely want to keep people away from the Bible, period, but certainly Bible prophecy. Well, folks, have you noticed the trend in the church today? When's the last time, I'll challenge it, when's the last time that your pastor did a message not just on hell, not just on wrath, but on the second coming of Jesus Christ? When's the last time that you did even a Bible study in your church on Bible prophecy? Any of that stuff. Anything. Folks, something's wrong. Did you know that three-fourths of the Bible deals directly or indirectly with Bible prophecy? Did you know that Jesus' first coming, there was over 300 prophecies that he fulfilled? Okay. Did you know there's another 300-some concerning his second coming? So why would we only consume ourselves with his first coming when he clearly said he's coming back? Okay. You don't think we should know that? And then why would you sit there and only want to know only a portion of the Bible? Wouldn't you want to know all the Bible? In fact, isn't that what the Bible says we need to do? To study, to show ourselves approved, to learn the whole counsel of God, not just some of it? What's going on? Why wouldn't your church teach Bible prophecy? I mean, it's called Bible prophecy. It's not Nostradamus prophecy. You know, it's not false teachers prophecy. It's Bible prophecy. It's in the Bible. So why in the world would somebody, even from the pulpit, not teach something from the Bible? That sounds kind of fishy, doesn't it? So, folks, I'm telling you, I don't think that's by chance, because, again, if you're getting that close to pulling off, then not only in the world, but now even in the church, don't study Bible prophecy. Because, again, the Bible tells us exactly why this is happening, where it's going, and that when you hear terms like global spiritual leader, you know exactly what that's talking about. You're dealing with somebody who could very well fit the role of a false prophet. I'm not necessarily saying Pope Francis is, per se, but you got these global spiritual leaders on the planet, and for the first time in mankind's history, that are going around these different countries around the world, and what do they have to be promoting? Hey, we all need to come together and form a one-world religion and a one-world government, and then we need to give power to one guy. Well, folks, that's exactly what the Bible said would happen. That's the Antichrist kingdom. And you might be thinking, well, this is nuts. This is crazy. Why would these people do it? Because, folks, they, again, think, they have the audacity to think that they're going to be a part of this utopia, Revelation 6, the Antichrist kingdom. Oh, this is going to be it, man. This is going to be awesome. This is going to fix all the ills of society. And you and I, when we see, you know, hear that, we think, well, you know, that means the economy is going to turn around, and that means that we're going to have peace and prosperity and all that kind of stuff. Well, first of all, when you take a look at that phrase, peace and prosperity, there actually is a phrase that's going across the planet, and we document this from the world leaders across the planet. And they're saying that, you know, if we can hash out all these differences, if we can come together with a one-world government, then, and stop all this fighting and all these wars, you know, then we can have, they're calling it, peace and security. Did you know the Bible says, the Apostle Paul, he says, when you see this phrase, peace and security, in the text there, in some translations say peace and safety, but the Greek word literally means security. So Paul says, when you see this phrase going across the planet, and people crying out, peace and security, peace and security, peace and security. He says, boom, sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. They are going to be destroyed. Okay? And do you know what this panacea, this utopia, how it's being sold as? If we all just succumb, folks, to this one world government, it's going to put in, not just an end to our problems. It's not just going to help that economy that everybody's concerned about. It's going to provide, and they call it out, exactly the same phrase. We document this. You can see the interviews from leaders around the world. They're calling the phrase peace and security, not joy and happiness, not good times and financial prosperity. Exactly what the Bible predicted 2,000 years ago, peace and security. It's a lie, folks. It's a setup. And then to make matters worse, and you're thinking, well, why would they sell out their own country? Why would they sell out their own citizens? Because, again, they think that they're going to be at the top of this new utopia. And it's going to be a horrible utopia. And we document this as well. You see, believe it or not, we might focus on, well, maybe that means the economy is going to go great. You know, again, it's going to be prosperity for me. No, it's not. You know what their plans are, folks? And this is documented. This is on record. Their plans are to create this modern utopia. And in order to create that modern utopia, they need to gut the planet of most of the people on the planet. Like, say, 90% of the people on the planet. Okay, it's called population control. And you're thinking, are you serious? Yeah, that's what they think that they're building. This is why they're selling out the country. This is why they're giving up the national sovereignty. This is why they continue to march forward, because they believe, you know, because they've got, you know, the inside scoop, and they've got the false promises that, okay, when the hammer comes down and we start to liquidate people on the planet, you know, to get rid of 90% of the population on the planet so we can have a more sustainable environment, okay, don't worry. You and your family, you know, will be safe. You know, that's our deal. You help us to cut
a deal. Hold the thought, Pastor Billy. We're going to be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we're headed. Begin making your preparations spiritually and physically. Back in a moment to Pastor Billy Brooks.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. I picture in
my mind. You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds us over 4.5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease each year. An early diagnosis of Alzheimer's gives your family a chance for maximum benefit from all the available treatments. Awareness of the warning signs and advice from doctors is critical in detecting Alzheimer's during the early stages. For listing to the 10 most common warning signs and resources, visit ALZ.org. This is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For more information, call 484-7981.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest is joining Pastor Billy Crone from Las Vegas. And Pastor Billy, why don't you go ahead and put your information out, people can know how to get in touch with you, get to your website, and get access to the great information you offer, which is so apropos about what's really going on in the world today. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, you can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area and you'd like to join us live for studies, you can do that at Sunrise Baptist Church here in Las Vegas. The website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv, as in Las Vegas.com. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E. And that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead then with your story about what's really going on today so that people can understand. So the as we pick up our newspapers, the newspapers are designed to confuse us. Six major corporations control 90% of the media here in the United States, and certainly comparable organizations control the media in Europe. Why? Because they want to be able to mold what we think, control our reality, and they've done a wonderful job. These people of great wealth who are moving us towards the one world government control the media. They control television, publications, most talk radio, and you have a lot of talk radio out there, and you get the impression you're hearing both sides. No, you're not hearing both sides. You're hearing what they want you to hear. Some people pretending they're conservatives, and some people pretending they're liberals. It's all play acting. Our minds are molded. Our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Those are the words of Edward Bernays in his book Propaganda, written back in 1928, and they're as true today as what he wrote them. Understand, you've got to start thinking independently, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any hope of surviving. The very real problems coming. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, just to finish up the harsh reality that these people, why are they selling us out? Because you're thinking, man, why would a fellow American actually work to create the Antichrist kingdom? Why would they continue? It doesn't matter what party you elect, by and large, into office, they still continue to push to get rid of our national sovereignty, to merge us with this globalism and one world governments and submit to the strong arm of the United Nations and things of that nature and intertwine us all together. Well, because they believe, folks, that when the dust settles, they're going to be at the top of this utopia. And again, as a harsh pill as it is to swallow, to create, they believe what they've been told, and it's all satanic. And that's what the Bible says, that the Antichrist is not just going to have authority over the whole planet. It clearly says in that text, Revelation 13, that it is Satan, the dragon, okay, who gives him that power and that authority that he is inspired from, okay? And so this is a satanic idea. This is a satanic push for a one-world government. And the Bible says that Satan is not only a liar and the father of all lies, as Jesus said, but Jesus also said he's a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. He knew, folks, that not only as soon as Adam and Eve disobeyed God that they would die, okay, and they did die eventually, physically, okay. He wasn't doing it just to, quote, mess up their day to get them to sin. He knew that when they would eat of it, they would surely die, okay. He's a murderer. If Satan would have his way, okay, completely, God's not going to let him, praise God, okay, but he would annihilate every single person on the planet. And this is what these people don't realize, who they're messing with. This is Satan, the great deceiver. And he's deceived them into thinking that we need to get rid of 90% of the population on this planet to create this fantastic utopia. But little do they know that if he has his way, he's going to turn around and kill all of them too. That's who they're dealing with. But they've bought into the lie, just like in the beginning of the Garden of Eden, okay, that they're going to be at the top. And, yeah, it's too bad that 90% of people got to go, but at least they and their families will be safe. And I'm telling you, folks, this answers why these people are selling their countries out in the name of globalism, even here in America, okay? They think they're going to be left at the top. And you and I, the common person, the serf, it's too bad. You know, we're just a casualty. It's too bad. But let me show you, folks, it's called population control, and that's what they do. But see, that sounds pretty harsh. Right? And so the new terms that they have is called sustainable development. Well, that sounds better, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. It's the same thing. And basically, that's the idea of getting rid of most of the planet to create this utopia. Okay? And if you start to think about it, this is exactly why they continue to push certain things repeatedly. Right? Why is feminism pushed? Well, because that will help reduce, because ladies don't need a guy and never hook up with a guy. And so that means you never have a child. So that reduces the planet. Why do they continue to push birth control? Well, because then you have less births, so you have less people, so that's population control. Why do you continue to push homosexuality? Well, because you need a male and a female if you're going to have a baby naturally. So that would help reduce the population. Why do you continue to push abortion and kill babies by the billions? Because that would help reduce the population. That's their goal. Why, if you've noticed, folks, recently just in the news, why did Warren Buffett donate 1.2 million? He donated 1.2 billion to abortion groups. Why did he do that? Well, because of population control. They want to reduce the planet. Why do we still see around the country, believe it or not, folks, around the world, forced sterilization? And people know it, and they've allowed it to continue, and they continue to allow it to continue. Well, why do they do that? because all those things, feminism, birth control, homosexuality, abortion, forced sterilization, all that stuff, folks, have one thing in common. They're all techniques at different angles, all at the same time, that help to reduce the population of the planet. That's not counting wars, that's not counting diseases, even diseases that are manufactured, even the diseases that is clearly documented that is being put upon people, introduced into populations to annihilate the populations. All that goes on, folks, okay? And you might be thinking, well, that's crazy. I mean, people really do that stuff? Yeah, folks, it's the same thing. Hitler did the same thing. Most people don't realize that Hitler not only was an evolutionist, but he was an occultist. And we think that what he was doing with annihilating the Jewish people not only was horrible, but we think that it was just some personal bent against the Jewish people. And there was a personal bent against the Jewish people, and I don't deny that. But you need to understand, Hitler had a program, and his program was to create the Aryan race, a utopian society. Okay, and it just so happened that he had a so-called hit list. Okay. That he believed that there were certain people who needed to be at the top of that evolutionary chain. And he believed that the Nordics, the blonde hair, the blue eyes, were close to pure Aryan. Then he believed that the Germanic, the brown hair, blue eye, they're, you know, less desirable, but they're pretty close. They're predominantly Aryan. Then the next on his gene list was the Mediterraneans. They were white, but a little bit swarthy, and they were slight Aryan preponderance. Then you had the Slavics, which he believed had a degenerate bone structure. They were close to Aryan, but they were about half ape. And then he considered the Oriental people to be slight ape preponderance. Then you had the Black African peoples, who he believed was predominantly ape. That's why he was a little bit upset at the Olympics when Owens beat his German guys. And but that's another story. But anyway, but guess who was on the bottom of his hit list? The Jewish people. He not only believed that they had a fiendish skull, but he believed that they were close to pure ape, according to his evolutionary hit list, okay, to create his utopia, his master race. Okay, so what you need to understand is it wasn't just a personal vendetta against the Jewish people. Certainly that's it. But he wasn't going to stop there. He was going to go next to the
Hold the thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. And you need to get this information, and you need to help us accept it. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's celebration dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. I picture in my mind.
Pastor Billy Crone. For the final segment, Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, again, just to finish the train of thought, we all know that Hitler was tried to annihilate the Jewish people, but you need to understand, according to his evolutionary hit list, he was creating his utopia, trying to. He wasn't going to stop there. If he could have finished annihilating all the Jewish people, which were at the bottom of his hit list, he believed they were close to pure ape. Okay, guess what? He would not have stopped there. He then would have turned around and went to the black Africans, who he believed were predominantly ape. Then he would have went after the Orientals, who he felt were a slight ape proponents, and the Slavics, the Mediterraneans, until he was left with what he wanted, the Nordic, blonde hair, blue eyes, close to pure Aryan. That's what he was up to, folks. It's way deeper than what we've been told. And believe it or not, that kind of mentality to create this utopia and cleansing the planet with these inferior races has never stopped. Margaret Sanger, folks, this is easily documented, of Planned Parenthood, called for the elimination of human weeds, and by the way, she was a supporter with Hitler and what he was doing with eugenics, human weeds for the cessation of charity because it prolonged the lives of the unfit, for the segregation of morons, misfits, and the maladjusted, and for the sterilization of genetically inferior races. Oh, and by the way, Planned Parenthood, you know, the abortion provider, remember, Warren Buffett just gave all those folks, different abortion groups, $1.2 billion. Planned Parenthood, folks, you know, oh, it's about choice. No, it's not. Okay, it's about controlling the population of the planet from certain people that they don't want to, quote, reproduce. David Graeber, he's a research biologist of the National Park Service, he said, quote, we have become a plague upon ourselves and upon the earth. Human happiness is not as important as a wild and healthy planet. Until such a time as Homo sapiens should decide to rejoin nature, some of us can only hope that a right virus could come along. Are you serious? You're hoping that a pandemic will spread and annihilate most of the planet because we need to get the planet back to, you know, a nature preserve. Really? So are you going to inject it into your own family and start with your own family? This is crazy, folks. No, see, because that's it. It's always somebody else. It's always somebody else's family, not these guys. David Pimentel, he's a Cornell University professor. He said the total world population needs to be reduced down to 2 billion rather than the current figures. But it gets worse. Some people, again, they want even less than that. Jacques Cousteau, remember him? Listen to his quote. He says, the damage of people caused to the planet is a function of demographics. It is equal to the degree of development. One American burdens the earth much more than 20 Bangladeshis. This is a terrible thing to say, he says. But in order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. He said, it's a horrible thing to say, but it's not as bad. It's just as bad to not say it. Really? Are you going to start with your family? Okay, no, see, it's always somebody else's family. Okay, Bertrand Russell, he said, at the present, the population of the world is increasing. First of all, war has had no great effect on this increase, meaning that, you know, we're hoping that'll help decrease the planet, but it's not working as fast as they want. He says, I do not pretend that birth control is the only way in which population can be kept from increasing. So there they go, they admit it. He said, there are other ways, quote, if a black death could be spread throughout the world once in every generation, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. The state of affairs might be somewhat unpleasant, but what of it? Listen to this. Really high-minded people are indifferent to suffering, especially that of others. You know, who cares if it happens to you and I? But as long as he's okay and his family, nah, who cares? Ted Turner, okay? He said, people who abhor the China one-child policy are dum-dums. That's his own word, dum-dums. Because if China hadn't had that policy, there would be 300 million more people in China right now. And then later he advocated that we should reduce the population down to 2 billion. John Holdren, he's Obama's science czar. Okay, he wrote, quote, forced abortion and mass sterilizations are needed to save the planet. He said women could be forced to abort their pregnancies, whether they wanted to or not. The population at large could be sterilized by infertility drugs intentionally put into the nation's drinking water or in food. Oh, they control the water and food by that way. People who contribute to social deterioration, the undesirables, you know, you and I, can be required by law to exercise reproductive responsibility. In other words, be compelled to have abortions or be sterilized. Listen to this. A transnational, that means a global, quote, planetary regime should assume control of the global economy and also dictate the most intimate details of Americans and their lives using an armed international police force. Excuse me? This guy's, what? This is America? That's crazy. Dr. Eric Pianca, this is pretty chilling. He gave a speech at the Texas Academy of Science, and listen to what he advocated. He said, quote, the need to exterminate 90% of the population through the airborne Ebola virus. He said, that's what we need. He says, we're no better than bacteria. He said, and he said this, he's making a speech in front of a slide of human skulls, and he was gleefully advocating that Ebola should be the preferred method of exterminating 90% of the planet. And he chose it over AIDS because it's got a faster kill period. And what was crazy about this, folks, at the end of the speech, you know, you think if he gave a speech, the guy would be booed, removed off the stage. He couldn't even finish his speech because people were just like, get out of here. I can't believe you're saying that. But the audience erupted not with boos or hisses, but a wild reception of applause and cheers. This is the next generation that's being raised up who's going to be in the political office, folks. And they think this stuff is wonderful, that we need to annihilate the planet. And let me just give you a couple more here. But this guy is pretty blunt about it. Dr. Sam Keen, he's a New Age writer and philosopher, and he said this. He said, we must speak far more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion, about values that control the population. Because the ecological crisis, in short, is the population crisis. If you cut the population by 90%, then there aren't enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage. Folks, this is exactly what these guys are up to. They have been told by the evil one, Satan, that if you work with me, if you can help bring about, sell your country out, and bring about this one world government, okay, I'll make sure, wink, wink, that when the hammer comes down, you and your family, you the elites, you who are in power, you won't go in the first fall. You'll be at the top. I'll leave enough people behind to take care of you. You know, we'll go back to the days where you had the kings and the serfdoms. Folks, that's exactly what they're up to. It's the Antichrist kingdom. You don't want to have any part of it, and we need to get the word out.
Thank you so much, Pastor Billy. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. God bless.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what you have just heard is absolutely one of the finest presentations I have ever heard. I hope you'll want to contact us and get a copy of that as the day of the presentation today. on the New World Order and population control. These people are not imaginary. These people are certainly not just talking. They really do have a genocidal program. It is being implemented, and how soon it's coming down the line, I don't know, but I do know that they bought millions, billions of rounds of ammunition and automatic weapons for government agents, and they laid in massive supplies of food because they know the crisis is coming. They basically, if you haven't checked this out on the Internet, they laid in literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of coffins that will actually bear four bodies each. They have extensive underground facilities for themselves, and you can look this up. Alex Jones, there's certainly Jesse Ventura, just look up their underground facilities. I'm talking to our good friend Bob Fletcher last night. He goes into the background of the underground facilities. This is not imaginary. This is real. We are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Basically, we have an excellent 4-CD set on population control. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the 4-CD set on population control. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look at all the 4-CD and 4-tape sets and books and other items that we have where you can verify exactly what we're saying. Get them, copy them, distribute them. It is your job, because if you can inform others, you may very well save their lives, save their families. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is heard on four different networks. So we do a morning and afternoon two-hour and two-hour evening program. I do this not because I get paid. I don't. I do this because I'm trying to get the information out, and my wife and I, our son and the small staff we have are reaching people all across America, but we need your help and your financial support. If you're in a position to help us financially, it's as simple as picking up the phone and calling 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly buy the various products that we offer, health products. We have spices, we have a Berkey product, we have Miracle Tooth Soap product, and all of this goes to maintain this network of radio stations. We don't have a ministry behind us, it's just Barb and I and the family. But if you'd like to become part of our family, part of our effort to educate the people, because we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, and many people are having very real problems, I understand. But we do ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, for our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the very front line of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So remember, 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we will be with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.